Now, will you notice here in verses 17 and 18, and says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. In other words, they are preaching law to you for their benefit, not for yours at all. They'd be able to say, my, look, we made these converts, you see. They'd count noses. Verse 18, but it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I'm present with you. I probably ought to do something today that I did not do before, and that is, I probably ought to go to the American Revised Version, or the American Standard Version, I should say, of 19:1 that I have here before me, and if you'll bear with me while I find this passage, and I'm turning to the 4th chapter, verse 17 and 18 in Galatians. Now listen to this. They zealously seek you in no good way. Nay, they desire to shut you out, that ye may seek them. But it is good to be zealously sought in a good matter at all times, and not only when I'm present with you. Paul says that you ought to seek that which is the very best. But these Judaizers, they're after you. In other words, they want to scalp you and just put the scalp in their belt and be able to say, well, we were over at Galatians and we had so many converts, which, of course, would actually not be true at all. And as I said a moment ago about the Galatian epistle, well, Paul has something along this same line to say to the Corinthians. And that's over in 2 Corinthians 11. And I'd like to read that beginning at verse 12 there. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them that desire an occasion, that wherein they glory they may be found, even as we. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And you see, this same crowd had gone to Corinth. The Corinthians had loved Paul also, and Paul has to warn them of these. They're attractive, and I'm amazed at the very fine presentation that the cults make. I watch TV on some of these programs put out by cults, and we have done a certain amount of TV work, and very frankly, the job they do professionally is perfection. But that's the subtle part about it. Everything is attractive. Everything is beautiful to look at. And the ones that are in it are very attractive individuals. And that's what it takes, of course, to put it over. And actually, there is a certain amount of truth. I heard one man who's in a cult, who's actually a liberal, give the Christmas story back at Christmas time. And believe me, no one could have told it any better than he did. And he did a most excellent job. But then he began to interpret it. And I came out with the idea that he didn't even believe in the virgin birth, which I'm confident that he didn't. You see that today, the warning of Paul, both to the Galatians here and to the Corinthians, is very much in order. And you can see why. I would go back over this because it's very important.